Oh, we give you praise, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he knows right where we are, you guys. I don't want to keep you long because I definitely want us to pray. Kathy, I don't think I'm going to read the scripture yet. Thank you, guys. I don't think I'm going to read the scripture because you're all so familiar. I will take it out of Luke chapter 10, though. And you can read it, John chapter 11 and 12, I think. John gives two entire chapters to Mary and Martha. So you know the story about Mary and Martha and Lazarus. But when Jesus was going to this little town called Bethany, it said he went to Bethany, which was the home of Mary and Martha. He didn't even mention Lazarus. That's where he raised him from the dead, but he does not even mention him. He said, it is the home of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. They called him their brother instead of them being his sisters. And then he also says, Luke says, and Mary is the one that anointed Jesus' feet and cried over his feet with her tears and dried the tears off with her hair. That Mary. So when you begin to read that, as many of you have, you grew up on that story. And so the Bible says when Jesus came in that little village of Bethany, that Mary welcomed him right into her home. Now, I got this today while I was over there praying. Martha invited Jesus into her home and made him feel welcome. But it wasn't, I don't know how many minutes. I started to say it wasn't 10 minutes. Well, I don't know how long it was. But they were all in there. And then Martha gets disgruntled. And the Bible says that Martha was distracted. She got distracted. Why? Because she was too busy. She was too busy to have Jesus. She wanted him. She knew she needed him. But she was distracted. And then the Bible takes us to her sister, it says, but Mary chose the good part. And Mary chose the good part, and she sat down at Jesus' feet and listened to him teach. I always thought that kind of funny, that Jesus just went in to see them, and immediately he started teaching, and she just sat down at his feet. Now, let me tell you something. There's only one location, there's only one place that you can hear him talk to you. And that's in probably the lowest place in your life. The lowly place. The Bible says that Jesus is nearest the one of a contrite spirit. And listen to what that contrite means. It means one that feels crushed like powder. Do you ever notice how when you're in a low spot that you can hear him so good and talk to him so good? But then there's another point I heard the Lord making, and I went to one of my other Bibles, and I looked up the word Bethany. I remembered it had a meaning, and I wrote it down in the scriptures, and it said Bethany means poverty, a place of poverty, a place of poverty. But it wasn't talking about the poverty of being poor and not having enough money or poor socially. It was talking about being poor in your spirit. That you feel like that you just can't get enough of him. You know that you need so much more of him. And Martha knew that. But it says Mary chose that good part. See, when we sit at his feet, when we choose to pray, it is a choice. She chose to get down at his feet at a low spot. Yet it was the greatest spot she could have ever came to, was to sit at his feet, and she began to hear what he had to say. Now, how many times do you go to the Lord and pray, maybe early in the morning or in the evening or whenever you pray, or maybe coming down here every day to pray, and you didn't hear, as my daddy would say, a cotton-picking thing from him? You're nothing. He didn't talk back to you. But you know what I found? If I get to his feet and I sit there and I visit with him and I talk to him and I tell him how wonderful, good he is, how much I love him, and after I've worshiped and worshiped, I may talk to him about something. Sometimes I just want to sit with him. But whatever it is, I will find that later on in that week, though he didn't answer me at that place, or he didn't answer me this morning when I was talking to him, he totally changed the subject and went on to this. I was talking to him about saving America and the church and our families and our kids. And you know what he said? I want my churches. Well, I don't know if he said churches or church, the body of Christ anyway. I want my church to be a Bethany. You know why Jesus loved Bethany? I mean, you know Jerusalem was his place. He was a great high priest and he was the king, king of the Jews. And he lived over in Nazareth, and the city is called the city of David and the city of God. And we know that Jesus is coming back to Jerusalem one day. We know how he loved Jerusalem, but it didn't say that he loved it like he did. He didn't go back when he wanted just to rest. He didn't go back over to Jerusalem. The Bible says he went down to that little village called Bethany. Do you know why he went down that little village called Bethany? Because they loved him there. They loved him so much, and they made him feel so at home, and they worshiped him, and little Mary got down at his feet. And when he walked into that town, there was praise, and everybody knew he was in town, and how they loved that man. He was so gentle, and he was so kind, and he was so sweet. And let me tell you, he has not changed. He's still the same Jesus there that he is here. He's real. He's real and he's just the same. If he walked in here tonight, you would run to him. I would run to him. And oh, how we would fall at his feet. We would have no words. What do we do then when we cannot see him? What if he doesn't talk back to you? And he may not. 9 times out of 10, he doesn't. Sometimes 10 out of 10. But during the day, sometimes, the answer just comes. You're like, what? What? I didn't know where to find that verse. I didn't know how to answer that question to that person. I didn't know how to run on to that person. But he just puts things together for you. Why does he do that? Because you got over here to him. Why does he seem to favor you above the rest? Because you meet with him and you love on him. And he knows he's wanted. And I tell you guys all the time. I tell you in a lot of services. I said, you guys know what? You know why I know Jesus is coming to Landmark? You know why I know we're going to have a great outpouring, last day outpouring? The reason I know it is because he is wanted here. You're just like me. You love him. You've served him. You're still there serving him. And Jesus told Martha, he said, Martha, I can almost hear the love in his voice. Martha, Martha. You are so worried, honey. You are so worried and you are so troubled. It says about many things. Many, many things. You get worked up about everything. And you should know by now I'm going to come through for you. That's where Bethany is, where his friends live. The Bible, oh, it says 2 or 3 times in those scriptures, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that Mary and Martha and Lazarus loved him. They loved him. They were his friends. That's why I know he's coming to Landmark. And churches who want him because we are his friends and we love him. And he said, Martha, honey, you get so worked up. And you get mad over nothing. You worry, worry, worry. You stress, stress, stress. And you know, worry and troubles go together. If you got trouble, you usually got worries. And if you're worried, you usually got troubles. They just go together like twins. But he said, Mary has chosen, listen, listen. There's something more to this than what I'm getting. Something more to it. Maybe he'll give you revelation. But Jesus says, Mary has chosen that one part. He said one thing in the New King James, Old King James, I think it says she has chosen a good part. New King James translated says she has chosen that one thing. And it shall not be taken away from her. It can never be taken ever, ever, ever. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never let you alone. I will always be there. One of the things that we are praying about this week, according to Ezra, show us direction, Lord. Show us the way to take on this journey. What do we do? What would you do if you were me? He said, she's chosen that one thing. One thing. Now look, if Jesus said there's just one thing we need, that doesn't mean we need five things. We don't need five, he said, just one. We don't need three. How many times do you hear a young person say, oh, if I just had a husband, if I just had a wife. Not the easiest thing, Marcia, to come back to church by yourself, was it? No. I remember my husband and daughter died. It wasn't easy for Sarah and I just to go to church by ourselves. But we just, and he helped us. If you got that one thing right, listen, if you get the one thing right, everything else will get in place. Everything else. You know what I pray when I'm old? Y'all start with me. I mean when I'm really old and dying, I pray that I still have that sparkle in my eye for him. That I can lay down and say, Jesus, I love you with all my heart. You've been nothing but good to me. I'll always love you. No matter what comes or goes, that one thing. And it'll take care of the rest. So, church, I think my good news to us tonight is this is a Bethany, Brother Mike. See, Bethany wasn't like any of the other towns. When Jesus went to Bethany, he could just lay back, kick back at their table. They treated him so good, Loopy. Oh, they treated him so good. They made him feel at home. I remember years ago, I'd go over at Linda and Debbie's house, sometimes go for dinner, and Debbie would always have a pair of house shoes just for me, little pair of furry house slippers. And she'd put them at my feet when I walked in the door. And that was so special to me. You know, Jesus got there and they had dinner cooking, but see, Martha was more concerned. She wanted to impress her with her cooking. She wanted to impress others with such a clean house she kept. She was so interested, and sometimes we get so interested in impressing others with what we can do and who we are and what they do and the giftings we have. What does that matter? He said, one day, tongues are going to pass and prophecies are going to pass. It's all going to pass. Preaching's going to pass. It's all going to pass. The only thing that will be left is the love that we have for Jesus. That one thing. One thing. When he gave that to me today, I couldn't hardly stand it, Lynn. Because I knew this. He said, I want it to be my Bethany. And I remember thinking, Jesus, do you think it might be? And I felt such a peace come over me. But make his house, your home, a Bethany for him. Make sure he has a sweet place. Make sure you have a secret place for just you and just him and nobody else. You treat him good at your house. And you treat him good inside your mind. Don't you ever get mad at the sweetest lover of your soul. Don't ever get mad. Lady in Bakersfield told me her daughter died, and she said, I'm mad at God. I said, honey, listen to me. He's the only one in this world that can help you. Why in the world would you want to get mad at the one that loves you the most? How many just want to make him the sweetest place that he'll, and just remember, he's real, he's still the same. But he comes where he is wanted. I think we'll just start praying right now. Come on. Just pull those lights down. Give us some good praying music. And I want you just to fall in love with Jesus. And don't forget to just choose that. Don't forget to choose that one thing. And it will never, Ainsley and Parker, it doesn't matter what happens. Jesus can never be taken away from you, ever. Always treat him real good. Teenagers, always love Jesus real good. Don't be looking for a companion. Don't be looking for this or that. You might get the wrong one or ones. Get that one thing first. The rest will work, no matter how it turns out. See, they used to have a mercy seat, and the presence of the Lord would speak to the priest. His voice would speak to them from the mercy seat, from behind the curtain. But when Jesus died, the curtain was taken away, and now we are able to walk right in boldly into the throne room to get help in time of need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way for us. He says a new way. He made a new way. I was sitting there thinking, and I took the communion, and I thought, there Martha was worried about cooking dinner for Jesus when he was the dinner. He was the dinner. He didn't need her to cook for him. And all of a sudden, he corrected me. He said, no, I wasn't, honey. Not yet. I hadn't been to heaven yet. I haven't shed my blood yet. So I wasn't the dinner yet. She's still trying to fix dinner for me. But isn't it amazing that we can take his dinner? We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of his mouth. Remember the hardest thing you've ever been through? How did you get through that? How did you get through it? Not by bread alone. It wasn't your dinner that did it. It wasn't your breakfast. It was the glory. It was his body. And it was his blood. He said, if you don't eat my body and drink my blood, you don't even have a life. And think of everybody out there. You'll work with people tomorrow that have never made covenant with him and eaten that covenant meal, the healing meal. Jesus, thank you. We're so hungry for you. We're like Mary. You walk in, we're just going to bow at your feet. Lord, may the angels in heaven be swirling around here waiting for us to get in here on Sunday morning. And I pray that tonight when we go home, they'll be waiting for us to get back to usher us into the presence of Jesus. Tonight and in the morning and through the night, you'll surround us. You never sleep. Your God of Israel never slumbers, never sleeps. And Father, as we continue our fast tomorrow, bless us. Some of us will be doing water only in the morning and Friday, tomorrow and Friday, water only. Others will continue on one meal a day. Some will go liquid. But Father, help us. And we give you thanks. We want you. We need you. your heart's desire. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, may it be acceptable in your sight. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and turn his countenance towards you and give you peace in everything that concerns you. In Jesus' name, let the people at Bethany say, amen. God bless you all. I love you. Thank you for being here tonight. Join us for prayer tomorrow and continue on your fast.